Hey everybody around the world, welcome to Yamsy Day. This is Sunshiny Day, aka everybody around the world. So today's episode, we're going to talk about mental health. And to join me is Laveau Contraire. We are going to talk about mental health together, why we think it's important, steps on what we do individually to keep us mentally healthy, and why it's so important. So welcome to the show, Laveau Contraire.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So I asked you earlier just to prep you, but my first question for you is, why is mental health important to you?
Mental health is important to me because I feel like it's like the first step in making sure that you're like able to go out into the world and do what you need to do or what you're here to do. And if you don't have your mental health under control, then it's kind of hard to do that.
I agree with that. Awesome. Well, I totally agree with that. Mental health is important to me. For many years I neglected taking care of my mental health and my histories, and so that projected in certain kind of unhealthy ways, you know, for example, finding sex in a very unhealthy way, or drinking myself until I passed out, all sorts of different examples. And then I finally realized that I had to start taking care of my mental baggage in order to actually get overall healthy.
Right, exactly. I feel like everybody comes to a point in their lives where they're just like, whatever's going on is not working. And that's when you have to say, like, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And then you realize, oh, probably fucked up.
Right.
Probably have some stuff to work on.
Right. So one of the ways that I help myself get mentally healthy, for example, is my house. If you notice, it's all covered in mirrors. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons for that is so I can't escape myself. So I actually am literally facing myself so I can work out my issues, and it's worked, you know, and it's still working.
I love that.
And also too, I believe that people should live in their homes as opposed to living in their houses. Yeah. And I go into a lot of homes these days and they're not decorated and they're not personality as a person, and it's like, where's the life? And you know, because your house is just as much energy as you are, because it contains you, I believe.
Oh, so. Totally. Like, as humans, we're still animals. Yes. And like home habitat, it's very important. Our dens, we're very like den-like creatures. So you have to make sure that when you're at home, it's kind of like your safe haven and where you can recharge before you go out into the world with all these crazies.
Correct. It's very true. So what are one of the ways that you help yourself be mentally healthy?
Yes. Well, I try to like have creative outlets, obviously, with the drag being one of my main outlets. I also like love writing. You'll find out so much about yourself when you just kind of let the pen hit the page and just get it out, and then you look back at it and you're like, oh, you had some feelings and we need to work on this,
right? Right.
Just kind of sitting with myself and really taking care of myself entirely, mind, body, soul, entirely, instead of just focusing on like one specific aspect of it, you know?
Because it's all connected.
Right.
It's all connected. What do you experience when you're out of sync with your health in some kind of way?
Oh my gosh, it's so like easy to get overwhelmed, you know, when it's just like when I first got here, you're like, you're always so busy. And I love being busy. I love having a lot of things going on. But if I am off my game, that can be like a lot to handle. Yeah. And you know, I can shut down, or you know, you just don't want to get out of bed and do the things that you know that you need to do. So I have to be very, very disciplined with myself. And it's kind of like the recent sort of cultural shift is the idea of reparenting your inner child. And I'm definitely, you know, having some issues.
I understand.
Dealing with my inner 5-year-old, inner 7-year-old, or whoever, who is just unruly and does not want to follow,
right,
you know, the regimen. But yeah, just trying to be more disciplined, write it out, get it out creatively, and do things like that.
So I know for me, like, running and working out mm-hmm. and being physically active like that helps. Do you find that helps you stay more stable?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I try to do at least something physical every day. I love running, but sometimes I'm just like, your chicken legs need to rest, girl.
Right.
So like today I did some yoga instead, and awesome. It was very nice. But it's just like that it, on top of being good for your body and releasing endorphins and all of these mm-hmm. wonderful like biological effects, it also kind of, to me, when done with intention, tells your mental state, like, I'm taking care of myself, I care about myself,
right.
like, I'm putting you first thing in the morning or whenever you do it. It's just like kind of like sacred time for me to take care of myself.
Yeah, I agree. And it also helps me not beat myself up when I don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, cool, I'm doing it. And, you know, and then I reward myself, even if it's just being like, cool, good job. But, you know.
I think a lot of mental health, we always go back to our parents and how our upbringing affected us, because that's usually where it starts. I mean, there's no better place right. than in the womb or infancy, and how, you know, your parent looked at you can affect your personality and all kinds of things if you get into the adolescent psychology of it. But in unraveling that, I found that I like felt the need to be like perfect all the time. So, like never feeling good enough to your parents or whatever, not because I wasn't,
right.
but just because I felt that because of the way that I was treated, it made me feel that immense pressure. So it was so hard for me to actually like be lenient on myself and be like, no, it's okay to miss a day. It's right. okay to like rest. And that was like some very hard medicine for me to take, because it's just like, no, you're horrible.
Right. Well, or have you progressed from that? Have you?
Oh, absolutely, gotten better from that? Absolutely. Because it goes back to the inner child work. I had to start saying, like, you know, if I was talking to one of my students, I would never, you know, tell them that they were trash for not, you know, doing one day of PE
right.
or something. You know, so I have to treat myself with a lot more kindness, because that's ultimately what self-love is.
Right.
It's not just like self-care and doing bath bombs, because that is very important.
It is.
I do love my bath bombs. But, you know, loving yourself is about being kind to yourself, as right. kind as you would be to others, hopefully, if you're a nice person.
I agree. Well, and going into that, I think, like, part of, for me anyway, part of taking care of that is, as much as I love music and sounds and noise, I also have to have a silence, because sometimes it's the only way I know how to quiet my mind, quite literally. And you need that. You know, I think you need to connect to nature to be able to reconnect to yourself, because it's all connected. It's all
definitely. Energy. Definitely, the moon has an effect on us. Yes. Like, we time all of this around
right.
the planets. It only makes sense that, like, we need to connect with the one that we're on.
Right, exactly. Well, and I was talking to one of my bartenders earlier at work today about this episode. I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. And he said something, and I remembered it. And he said, just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not important.
That's so powerful.
And I was like, wow. I was like, okay, thank you, Will. And, you know, because he just said it and it blurted out. And I'm just like, sometimes you have some words of wisdom. And, you know, but it's important. It is important, and it's very true.
I mean, look at air.
Yeah. You can't see air, but we need it.
It's very important.
It is. So.
And so is your mental health, America.
Yes, totally is. Totally is.
Imagine if our president just took care of his mental health. Yes.
Might be worse or not.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think at this point it's just a joke.
That's true.
Well, so for people that are listening to this, what do we suggest? What are like some steps to help get on a better track of being mentally healthy?
Mm.
What is your suggestions?
Well, if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's always, you know, your immediate support group. And if that you don't feel comfortable with that, there's always therapy, which shouldn't be shied away from. There's online versions of therapy through Talkspace and BetterHelp.com that people can use. There's promo codes out there. Go find them. message me, girl. I got you. But yeah, no, asking for help, finding someone that like knows what they're talking about, who can help you through things if you're going through a tough time. But also just, like we said, reflecting, finding that quiet time to sit with each little thing that may be bothering you and asking, you know, what is this trying to teach me? Where does this come from? And unravel the knot, as I like to say a lot, is like, okay, the way I'm feeling right now is everything is balled up in this tight knot and I'm having all these feelings. But if I kind of unravel the knot slowly, I'll see that this comes from a deeper feeling of fear about this or inadequacy or something. And you'll be able to say, you know, you'll be able to start to heal that part of you. And that'll help you over time build up this sense of self that is more whole and doesn't have those sort of little chinks in your armor.
Right. Right. Correct. Well, I totally agree with that. And I also believe that our mental health is also intertwined with everybody else's mental health, because all of our attitudes and personalities affect each other in some kind of way.
Oh my God.
And I believe that if we could start helping heal each other mentally, we could make a bigger change on a bigger reverberation. I believe that it's all affected because we're social animals and we have the ability to actually communicate, and I think it all affects each other, even if you, because the only way to not be affected by anybody else's mental health is you would have to be isolated.
Right, exactly. And like, I don't know if there's some sort of weird monk like past life situation going on with me, but like, I recently have worked on like cultivating my own sort of inner peace. But I recently have been learning, like, what I'm working on now is that sometimes when other people's energy comes into play, that, like, it shakes me off of my center. And I was like, well that's not, you know, I have to be able to, interact with different people with different types of energies without getting thrown off. So I'm really kind of figuring out how to, like, you know, do that sort of bridging of energies and healing across those boundaries and communicating and basically establishing those boundaries.
Right. Well, and you just said it. That's the first key, is communication.
Right.
I believe communication, even in what we're doing right now, is the most important part of this, because in order to get a change or anything done, I believe a conversation has to be happened as opposed to a conflict. And if people are actually able to communicate and listen to each other and converse, things might actually take a change for the better.
Amen.
So, you know, it's all connected. The other day when I was riding my bike to one of my shows, I had this like thought, and I actually said it on the mic, and I was like, cool, it didn't sound as crazy as I thought it did. And this kind of, for me, is a mental health, because I struggle with this a lot, because I'm on a higher vibration. And so to meet people that can actually keep up, so to speak, it's very refreshing and frustrating all at the same time. And so what went through my head was, when you open yourself up to the universe opens itself up to you. And it just kind of goes with everything, because we are all the universe. Everything is the universe. Everything is part of the universe. So when you're opened up to ideas and change and being willing to change, you know, I think we could actually make this place a better place to live. I was watching Our Planet last night. I just started watching it, and it just really profoundly shook me. And I was like, wow. I was like, we're really screwing up this planet. I mean, I know we are, but...
Yeah, sometimes it just hits you and you're like, this magnificent gift of a planet is just so beautiful and full of miracles and magic, and we're squandering it. It's tragic, really. But I think there is a huge shift happening. I almost feel like this sort of... as things get good, things are also going to get worse. As things get better, things are going to get worse. So I feel like this large shift of hate is just like a death cry on its way out of our sort of like cultural sphere, I'm hoping too. Because there are so many people that are being more open to spirituality and who are asking these questions and who are growing. I don't think I was thinking this way before I, you know, fell through a balcony and had to confront my own mortality. And that like changed me. But I feel like so many more people that I'm meeting are vibrating higher and trying to figure out how to, at least, because what it has been working for so long is not going to keep the human race alive.
It is not at all. It is crazy. So
we need more love.
Hey everybody. Sorry, we got cut off. So we're going to finish our conversation. But like you were saying, Laveau, if we continue on the same path, nothing's going to change.
Right.
And I totally agree with that. I believe that if we can start loving ourselves more fully and loving each other more fully, that we can actually start having a positive change in this world. And it is mental health, I believe, is all over overall health. It's
absolutely
all, it's not just one thing over the other.
Right. And we have to, like you said, with the loving ourselves and each other, like that goes so much farther than just like a surface level of like the Christian idea of love thy neighbor, because we know that that isn't usually the case. So it goes farther to, you know, forgiveness, acceptance, and that for oneself goes so far.
Right.
It's just like we've got to start accepting the parts of ourselves and each other's that we don't want to and that aren't necessarily as pretty. Exactly. And say like with issues that are so polarizing these days and everyone getting so offended by these things, well, why aren't we like talking about them and teaching and learning and doing things that will actually evoke change instead of just saying, oh, you're canceled, this is over, like, you know? So I feel like that idea of love needs to be more whole instead of just surface love.
And I'm hoping that this helps, you know, feed that for people and we can start conversations, you know, and actually start conversations as opposed to offending and defending everything and just talk things out. You know, for example, one of the biggest epidemics is obesity. And I was never learned how to deal with my obesity in a positive manner. So in that way, it hindered me because I wasn't able to embrace myself. Mm-hmm. But once I started embracing all of me, even all the fat and everything, I was able to start making a change because I realized that it was all connected and that what I actually do put in my body does matter. And that's, you know, that's our ultimate medicine.
Right.
So, and I think that's very important, is you have to have a positive embracement of yourself before you can really make a positive change.
Absolutely.
You beget what you beget.
Exactly, which takes us right back to the beginning of our conversation, which is like you have to take care of number one, like your mental health and yourself. It goes so far in making sure that you're good, not just good, but also a good person, hopefully.
Right.
And then you can shine that light outward into the world. Take that with you, and even with a look, the way that we share information and connect with people, even if it's a glance or with a conversation or something, you can literally make someone's day just by looking at them, or, you know, taking a second to look up from your phone. and that, when you are in the right vibration, can go so far in making this whole experience better for the people around us.
Right.
So, in other words, be a ray of sunshine.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take that. Well, do you have any final thoughts on this subject? I'm sure this will be first of many conversations of mental health and health in general.
I would love to have more conversations. Yeah, no, I just want more people to wake up and shake up this experience. Let's do something more daring, more exciting, and
yes,
less like what we've ever experienced before.
I want to come to, like, what the flower children wanted, which was unity and peace. And
yes,
I believe it's possible in our lifetime. I really do.
Oh my god! One day I woke up and I was like, oh my god, I'm a hippie. Yeah. I was like, yeah, definitely. I'm totally a flower child. What
definitely happened? Well, everybody around the world, I'm Sunshiny Day. This is Laveau Contraire. Thank you for being on this episode.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is first of many episodes. If anybody has questions, comments, concerns, don't be afraid to reach out to me. I'm very open and willing to help the humanity, the human race. I believe it has to start somewhere.
Yes.
So, till next time.